Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Joining us on the program, we have Jack Gorgi. He is the Executive Director of American Friends of Yeshivat B'nai Akiva, or AFYBA. And Mr. Gorgi, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you so much for having me on, Eric, and allowing me to discuss our institution with your audience today.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome and certainly timely to have you on, I think, as well. So for starters, tell us about your role and about the AFYBA.org, what your nonprofit is all about, and who do you serve? Let's kick things off with that today.
Sure. So I'm the executive director of AFYBA, American Friends of Yeshivat B'nai Akiva, and my primary role is to ensure that all of our 70 schools in Israel, which has 24,000 students, have the academic and financial resources to provide all of our students with the best possible education. In terms of who we serve, AFYBA consists of boys high schools, which we call yeshivot, girls high schools, which are called ulpanot, and the schools consist of Israeli students, as well as many students who moved to Israel from various other countries. United States has many, many students there. Some of our schools also have specialized, we also have specialized schools, I should say. For example, we have two schools that are music schools, one's for boys, one's for girls. We have two schools that specialize in environmental studies, again, one for boys, one for girls. We also have 14 schools that are called Hesder schools. And these schools combine high school studies with military duty. The students who enroll in the Hesder school start off in high school. They then get military training, and then they're back in high school. And in a time of need, unfortunately, such as now, they're called in for active duty.
Now, Mr. Gorgi, speaking of which, in the current state of Israel, I understand you are working to assist Israel during this time. Tell us what it is that you're doing to raise both awareness, funds, and support for Israel at war.
Yes. So first, I'll tell you what the schools are doing themselves. All of our schools, all of the schools, all 70 schools are involved to some capacity in assisting the families as well as the military. They all help to pack food for soldiers, for families that were displaced from their homes. Many of the students themselves have also created online campaigns to raise funds. And I believe we're up to 7 or 8 schools right now, which are hosting evacuees from the south whose homes were destroyed last week. They're hosting them in their facilities with both food and with shelter by opening up their dormitories to them. We also have 3 schools to date that are being used as military bases for the IDF, which is known as the Israeli Defense Forces. The IDF actually, just so you know, had an overflow of reservists who enlisted in the army, and we opened up our doors, you know, the schools to the IDF for this purpose. Additionally, here in the States, our role here is to raise awareness of the needs of both displaced families and the needs of the military. For example, the military needs helmets, bulletproof vests, drones, even some basic supplies such as duffel bags, flashlights, Band-Aids. These are all needed. And we're sending out mass emails as well as having a social media presence to promote these needs and really asking for the public's support and joining us in our mission of assisting where it's most needed.
Well, certainly it's tremendous what you're doing and your efforts. We certainly are appreciative of that. And thanks for pointing the details out for us.
Yeah, thanks for saying that.
Hey, you're more than welcome. We certainly have certainly support you during this time. We're right with you in all regards. Now, tell us about your role as executive director of AFYBA and your background and why you have chosen to lead a nonprofit such as AFYBA.
Yeah, so there are many wonderful things about AFYBA, but unfortunately, there are way too many people who don't know us. They don't know about us. As I mentioned before, I need to ensure the academic and financial resources are in place so that we can provide our students with the best possible education. But in order to ensure it, I need to raise awareness. So I've been working with my Israeli counterparts, and together we've been traveling to various parts of the United States. We've gone to places of worship, we've gone to public gatherings, various functions, and we've been telling people about AFYBA, who we are, what we do, you know, what we're all about. Additionally, we just recently hired a PR firm, which we had never had done before. and they're assisting us in our awareness campaign as well. Prior to AFYBA, over the course of 12 years, I was the executive director of a nonprofit organization. This organization had multiple schools here in the States for children K through 12. These children had learning disabilities and developmental disabilities. I was also the executive director of two day programs that had rehabilitation and job placement programs, again, with this time with adults with developmental disabilities. Prior to this, I was actually in the for-profit industry for 25 years, primarily management, marketing, and sales roles in the computer and watch industries. So you asked me why AFYBA. So I love the nonprofit world. Not that I didn't enjoy the for-profit world, but what's so great now is that I'm able to transfer these skills that I gained in the for-profit world to the nonprofit world. And now I can help focus on helping people, adults, children, have better lives and better futures. And AFYBA in particular, because of its love of the state of Israel. I'm now in a position where everything I do is to help young individuals in Israel have a better life and to help Israel have a better future.
Really do appreciate your visit with us here today and introducing AFYBA and what it is that you're doing, especially during this time. We're speaking with Mr. Jack Gorgi. He is the executive director of American Friends of Yeshiva B'nai Akiva, or AFYBA, and he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast. Now, we're now continuing on. What makes AFYBA schools and programs unique?
Yeah, great question. The number of schools we have, which is 70, it's a tremendous amount of schools. The number of students we have, which is 24,000 students. The many different locations that our schools are based throughout the state of Israel. If you took a look at a map, you would see dots all over the map of where our 70 schools are. The many different types of schools we have, which I touched on a bit before. The students who attend our schools and the vast types of backgrounds that they come from. And I want to just share one story with you, which really has nothing to do with numbers or locations, but has to do with seeing is believing. I went to Israel on my very first day at the job, really to learn about the schools in which I'm going to be representing. So they took me to many different schools. I think in all, I saw 20 to 25 of our 70 schools. And what stood out to me more than anything else was how enthusiastic, happy, and full of life all of these students were from each and every school I visited. And there was one school in particular I arrived as they were having an assembly. There were maybe 125 to 150 boys in the room, I would say. All were sitting in a semicircle. And as the head of school spoke with the students, I was amazed at how each and every student was glued with their eyes to the words of the head of school. No one spoke to each other. No one was fiddling around. Everyone was just glued with anticipation to the words that were coming out of the head of school's mouth. I'll tell you, I never witnessed anything like that anywhere before. I walked out of there with the biggest smile on my face. And I'll leave with one last thing about this. In a time of crisis such as we're in now, our students keep asking, what more can I do? That's what they do. Everything that I've told you that we're doing, they keep saying, what more can I do? Whatever they do is not enough. It's truly an amazing spirit and environment at each and every one of our schools.
Once again, very timely to have you on at this moment, and especially with all that's going on. And we really do appreciate all of your efforts and all that you're doing on behalf of AFYBA, your nonprofit. Tell me also, as we conclude, any closing thoughts, a final word, or anything else you'd like to make mention of per our conversation today?
Yeah, really just that in this time of need, you know, AFYBA is really doing everything they can to really help the war efforts, to help the families that have been displaced, to help the military. And we just really ask the public support, you know, any support, anything you could do, you know, volunteering wise, donation wise, anything the public can do to help us in our mission to help out these families and the military really is very much appreciated.
Speaking of which, tell us again where people can learn more and where they can donate as well.
Yeah, so the best place to go is on our website. It's afyba.org. Also on that website, if anyone wants to mail in a check, there's a mailing address on the website that they could use to send in a check. So those are the best places to go about sending in something. And you could learn a lot about our programs also on our website.
Again, listeners, you can find this link within the show notes of this broadcast for your convenience. Listeners, again, it is afyba.org. Mr. Gorgi, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me on, Eric, really, for the opportunity to share about our story of what we do. So thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
And you're certainly more than welcome, and thank you. We've been speaking with Mr. Jack Gorgi, the Executive Director of American Friends of Yeshiva B'nai Akiva, or AFYBA. And for all the details, again, visit afyba.org. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.